Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For Americans that are coming to Washington on Saturday for the military parade,
it's going
to
be a great day.
What would you like folks to take away from that day? What would you hope that they would remember? And also, Mr.
President, our country is... and how strong our military is. We have the strongest military in the world. You know, it's very interesting. 3 weeks ago, it was the end of world anniversary, end of World War II. And I called France and Macron, who's a good man, I said, what are you doing? He goes, we're celebrating World War II, our victory. I said, your victory? Your victory. Tell me about that. And then I called somebody else, and I happened to speak to President Putin at the time. Now, in all fairness to him, he lost 51 million people, and he did fight. Russia fought. Sort of interesting, isn't it? He fought with us in World War II, and everybody hates him. And Germany and Japan, they're fine. You know, someday somebody will explain that. But I like Germany and Japan, too. But Putin is a little confused by that, you know? He said, we lost 51 million people, and we were your ally. And now everybody hates Russia, and they love Germany and Japan. I said, let's explain that sometime, okay? But it's a strange world. But I will say this. Look, I want them to go away saying how great our country is and how great our military is. And I was making all these calls. For some reason, I spoke to like 4 different places. Sir, are you celebrating? And I said, you know, we won World War II and World War I, right? We won them. And yet we're the only country that doesn't celebrate. Everybody's celebrating except us. And I said, we should celebrate too.
So the president's speaking today from the White House. And one of the questions that he was asked after the ceremony, the initial ceremony that he had, was about this military parade. The question on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll today, if it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? The Army's 250th birthday is going to be acknowledged at this event, and we're going to have a military parade. I don't know what an American military parade looks like. I know what military parades look like, and they usually don't feel like fun. They're kind of scary looking.
Mm-hmm. That's the point, isn't it?
I don't know. It's not
look intimidating.
That's not what Trump is saying. No, that's not the point of what Donald Trump is saying the military parade is going to be this weekend.
It's supposed to be a celebration.
Yes. Which I would imagine that maybe some of these other dictatorial countries would also be like, we are celebrating. Scary.
Right.
I don't know how this poll is going to shake out. And I've talked to some people in my life who specifically are in the Army, a few that are in the military, and been like, how do you feel about this? I'm getting mixed reviews.
Good to hear, because I'm actually a no on this poll.
Do we want to acknowledge, can you do all of the things that the president says he wants to do with this parade? Can you accomplish all of the celebrations without parading the military.
Yes. In fact, we do it all the time.
That's true.
So I don't really know why we need the parade. Also, I'm a little like some of the biggest weapons we have are not tanks. You know, tanks look really cool and they're intimidating. But yeah, what are you going to do, like walk through with space lasers and stuff? Like, I don't know if that stuff's going to be on
Elon
display.
Elon Musk is out.
That's right. Yeah, he's not going to be there.
But you just said something. You said tanks are cool. So if young people who are coming of age in a tumultuous time in the world see this stuff, I mean, is it a recruiting tool? I'm not opposed to recruiting tools.
Yeah, if that's what it is. Look, I'm not saying that it's wrong to do it. I just don't really get the purpose. And if that is the purpose, and you go, oh, okay, that's all right then.
Real quick, I'm going to open the phones. And we'll probably do this again a little bit later in the show. But I'm interested in your thoughts. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Call us and tell us, if it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? 314-241-9797. I think that the people on the left, and I'm like talking about the people who will daily remind you that they are on the left, would assume that 100% of our audience would be like, chest beaten military parade all the way. Why aren't we doing this every day?
I'm really glad you asked this question. I didn't know that this was going to be the topic today. I always like to know what it's going to be ahead of time. Or I don't like to know because we can talk about it fresh. But I've been a little confused about this myself. So the poll being, if it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? And you saying you're not sure how it's going to turn out. I'm actually kind of glad to hear that because I felt like I was on the outside.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you follow your gut, and I am somebody who likes to, I want to lean into my intuition. I feel as though I have a good understanding of my life priorities. My moral foundation is built on the rock. And I feel like that gives me the opportunity to have that intuition of, if there's an ick factor, I need to explore the ick factor, especially if the ick factor is in conflict with, like, quote, what people say. And I'm sitting here looking at military parade going,
well, is it for you? And maybe it's not. But for me, it's when I think of a military parade, I think of the Eastern Bloc of Europe and Russia and
China.
North Korea. And I think when I watch those, that it looks like overcompensating to me. Like, you're really not
as
strong.
It's like when women see a guy driving with, like, an oversized truck with oversized tires.
Whoa!
I wouldn't call your truck that way. But I don't know. He got real sensitive.
Yeah, he did immediately. And so that means you've hit on
it's
something.
It's for me, not for you guys.
Yep.
But it is like that. It's the thing
that's
where
what they say.
Where you go, you know, I understand that you have a military and that it includes these things without seeing them.
You
I understand that you have
an oversized truck with oversized tires.
It's got a lift kit and big tires.
Guys, we just started.
I'm not really 100% sure of what we're arguing about.
Yeah, me neither.
I just threw that out there, and he got super defensive immediately.
Yes, he did.
Ryan's like, I drive a Prius. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't do that.
I'm a happy man.
But okay. I don't have a Prius. I don't think I've ever touched a Prius.
This is the opposite level of pride that you have for your vehicle that Brad has for his.
I have a Mazda 5.
You're not even owning it.
I have a car that looks like a van but isn't.
I stand corrected. Even better.
It's seat 6.
Remember that time when that guy was like, I don't drive a Prius. I drive a Mazda 5.
It's almost a van.
You know, I was just looking at the chat here, and Dan
brings
up... Are we
still talking about trucks?
No, we're going to go back to the military stuff. Dan brings up kind of an interesting point. He said, aren't the Blue Angels pretty much the same thing as a military parade?
Kind of.
In a demonstration.
No, it's not, because you're saying this is a cool display, but you're not showing everything you have.
Well, my question...
I doubt we're showing everything we have.
Well, I know.
But if you approach this military parade with the same manner that you do with the Blue Angels, it's just kind of showing off, show kids the cool stuff that you can do, show the people the cool stuff you can do, and you don't organize it like an Eastern Bloc military parade with soldiers goose-stepping, kicking their heads to the right and looking at dear leader.
When I flew with the Blue Angels, was it 2 summers ago or was it last summer? I guess it was last summer.
Last summer.
When I did that, you can go watch the whole video of the experience. on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. I can't remember exactly what my pilot said, but I was, while we were getting ready to take off and taxiing down the runway, I was asking him some questions. And I mean, you can talk to the people who fly with the Blue Angels, or probably just in the Air Force, you know, in the Navy. They have a moment where they saw the Blue Angels and they're like, I want to do that. So in that essence, it is a recruiting mechanism. 314-241-9797. If you want to weigh in on whether or not we should have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military. Sherry, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the military parade?
Hey, Annie, I think it's a definite must. You know, we used to have a really strong military. I have two ex-Marine sons, you know, the few, the proud. I don't think too many military people were proud for the last 8 years, with male generals and dresses and them letting just anybody in. I think it's President Trump saying we're back, we're strong, you know, we're going to be the America we used to be. And I think they're going to get more kids wanting to join.
Do you? I don't know if you've discussed this with your Marine sons. Do they want this?
Oh yes, yes.
All right,
definitely.
Sherry. Thank you for calling, and thank you to your family, the whole family, for the sacrifice of signing up. We appreciate you and your sons.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Yeah.
You know, it's also possible that we see this parade. And I'm, you know, kind of skeptical going in, and I watch this thing and I walk away going, wow, that was inspiring.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
I'd never seen an air show before. I was in an air show before I saw an air show. And I mean, when I watched the Raptor do what the Raptor does, is the Raptor the F-22?
Yes.
Okay.
Full arms.
Yes. And they are impressive with their teeth.
Now, as I understand
it, I wish you could have seen radio people, Ryan, do the little arms.
Now, if you move, they're not based on movement.
No, they are. No, they're not.
They're not.
The T-Rex. It's not an important conversation. You guys are awful. You guys are awful. But when you go, like, we're watching the Blue Angels last year in Chesterfield, and I'm there with my family. My son brought his best bud, who loves aviation, like goes to aviation camp. And I'm watching them watch these planes do this stuff. And then the Blue Angels come out. It's kind of the final thing of the show. And I'm watching the Blue Angels like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. And Jared's like, you did that. And I'm like, I did not. I had like a version of that. And he's like, nope, that's what you did. And to see it, even having been a part of it, you can't believe your eyes. And then is it the Raptor one that can like parallel park in the sky?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. It's unbelievable. I watch Maverick. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, it's great. I still haven't seen the original Top Gun, though.
It's just the volleyball scene.
And I love volleyball. I still haven't seen it.
It's really ironic. I mean, it's really wild to watch the maneuvers of what we're capable of. And to the point of what we were saying before, this is what they're showing us. So, but I mean, like, can a tank do that? I don't know.
Can a plane be in a parade? Seems like the parade would be over real fast.
Sure, I could taxi.
Oh, yeah.
I think you just put it on something and tow it through.
Barry, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on whether we should have a military parade in D.C.?
Well, yes, I think we should. Hi, Annie. Nice talking to you. I'm a Air Force veteran, Vietnam veteran, and I think right now that the country needs to show the strength of the country. A lot of the young people right now are not really, you know, really taught the history we all grew up with and so forth, and how so many men and women sacrificed to have liberty and freedom. And I think this would be a great showing. And I don't think it's like the Eastern countries do.
Okay.
But we've probably never had one. And you know what? It's 250 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, yes, I think we ought to have it, I'd be very proud.
Barry, thank you for your service. Thank you for calling us, but thank you for your service. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Annie. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. It's not just like a military parade. It is the 250th birthday of the Army.
It's a good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was reminded by the people I talked to who are in the Army is the one that really matters anyway. I won't tell my Army friends what my Marine friends said about specifically the Army. So, okay, let's get to a couple calls here real quick before we break. Tony, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the military parade in D.C.?
Thank you, Annie. Actually, I was on the Presidential Honor Guard my first half years. So I was stationed in D.C. We did full honor arrivals for dignitaries. We did several parades and funerals. And I specifically was on the silent drill team, which is a unit that has a choreographed display with M1 rifles and no verbal commands for, and it's about a 12. But we had traveled the country doing parades, East and West Coast. We went to Cuba, to all military installations, and also did like halftime shows at football games. And
do you think something like a military parade that's like a national spectacle would have a lot of positivity to it?
Absolutely, because the turnout at our parades, you know, at different cities, we were always positive. We always stay after and shake hands and show people the weapons. And the turnout is amazing. It helps recruiting in every locality that we go to. And we only had one negative experience, and that was in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Go figure. But
so you're for it, you know, Terry. You think it would be a positive thing?
Absolutely. I mean, the negative sayers will always be out there because Trump's behind it and
sure,
putting it in motion. But it's 250 years of all the branches have a birthday this year, not just the Army.
Yeah.
And I know what your Marine friends say about that, Army.
We love every single one of them here.
Absolutely.
Tony, thank you.
With all brothers in arms.
Amen to that. Thank you so much for the phone call and for your opinion on this. I love to get the perspective of people who have something invested more than the folks like us who are indebted forever for the sacrifice of individuals like these folks who are calling us, but who also have served, and this is an acknowledgement of their service as much as anything else. One more call before we break here. Terry, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. If it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military?
I think the only reason anybody's even wondering if this is a good thing or not is because Trump is president. I think if, you know, I think that everything's viewed now through the lens of Trump derangement syndrome. So,
yeah,
of course it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's in June, and heretofore, we've been celebrating other things in June. And it's nice. It's great to see them celebrate our military. I think it's an excellent recruiting tool. I love hearing all these people who from the military calling in and the things that they're saying. And I think it's just the pendulum swinging back the other way.
Yeah.
And just a reset and restoring just our pride. I don't know if you watched the 4th of July celebration that Trump did at Mount Rushmore.
Yes, yes,
that,
I did.
That thing was very moving, and it was amazing. And I just think it's a good thing to stir those feelings in the hearts of this nation. I just think that's a really positive thing. And we've wasted a lot of money on other things. You know that now. So
why not this?
Why not this?
I love it, Terry.
It's a great idea.
Thank you. I think you make some really great points, Terry. Thank you for your phone call. The fact that it's Donald Trump who's doing this does make a huge tint to the way that we're consuming it, because everybody's saying you're having a no kings protest across the country, which alludes to the fact they're talking about Donald Trump. Because why? Because they're obsessed with him. All they think about is Donald Trump. It's the only thing in their lives that matters. It's the only thing that matters to these people is Donald Trump. If it weren't Donald Trump, if Joe Biden had been like, hey, let's celebrate the military, they'd be like, woohoo!
Yay, let's do it!
Yes, exactly. It could be the exact same thing, and they would love it. I think that Terry makes a great point. Quick break. We come back. Hans von Spakovsky is going to be with us. There's so much going on in the legal world. We're going to talk to him about a few different things. Specifically, what is going on with the Maryland father that is coming back, not to Maryland, but to Tennessee? Why? And is this an admission that the Trump administration made a mistake by deporting him and putting him in that El Salvadoran prison? What is up next for Abrego Garcia? Hans von Spakovsky next. Don't go away.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There were 11 million illegal border crossings during the Biden administration. Tonight, President Trump is ramping up his mass deportation plan.
Nobody can understand why they allowed people to come into our country totally unvetted, unchecked.
The Department of Homeland Security saying in L.A. this week, ICE agents arrested undocumented immigrants with convictions for murder, child molestation, domestic violence, and other serious felonies. A new poll finding a majority of Americans, 54%, approve of the president's deportation program.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, Hans, good to be back with you. So many things happening right now in the legal world. We couldn't wait to talk to you. Hans, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back, and welcome back to you. I heard you had quite a nice vacation.
Yes, got to go celebrate some time with my family, my parents, my brother's family. And then I came back to a lot of the revolving door of what has been happening. But there's always these progressive movements. One day I will understand the appellate courts and all of this. I always say that the appellate court is like the foul ball of baseball. It's the bottom of the ninth. The count is 3-2. The next pitch is going to decide the game. Oh, foul ball. We got to do it all over again. So talk to me about right now your assessment specifically of some of the wins that we've seen Donald Trump have regarding his immigration efforts in the court system. Do you feel like if he would have known when he started putting these things into place that in the middle of June he would have won the court cases that he won, maybe seen some of the obstacles happen, do you think he'd be happy with where he is right now in June?
No, I don't think he'd be happy, because even though he's had some significant wins, the Justice Department is in the biggest fight it has ever had against rogue federal judges interfering with and trying to stop the reforms and policies that 77 million Americans put him into office. Now, it seems, you know, folks will think, oh, my God, he's lost every case because of these nationwide injunctions. But he hasn't. In the immigration area, for example, he had lower courts telling him that he couldn't end the temporary protected status of Venezuelans who were allowed to remain in the country legally by Joe Biden. And the Supreme Court issued an emergency saying, no, you can end their legal status and you can basically get them out of the country. Same thing. The Biden administration issued mass parole to 500,000 illegal aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and elsewhere. Trump ended that mass parole and said, you're now illegally in the country. A lower court said, oh, you can't do that. Supreme Court issued again an emergency stay saying, no, you can end that. So, yeah, those are significant wins. Now, you know, there are other problems in other cases, but that's just two of the significant wins he's had in the Supreme Court.
Well, I want to shift over to that name that we're all getting much more familiar with, Kilmer Armando Brego Garcia. You have an article in the Daily right. Signal about this. It's ironic to me that the Maryland father is coming back to the United States in Nashville, Tennessee. What is that about?
Well, Nashville, Tennessee is where he was stopped by state troopers back in 2022 when he was clearly transporting illegal aliens. And that was just one of 100 such trips that he made transporting illegal aliens, guns, and narcotics from Houston, Texas, to Maryland and to other places, according to a federal grand jury indictment that was just handed down. That all these defenders of him, they might want to read this indictment. He not only is part of MS-13, he was part of their, like I said, alien guns and narcotic smuggling ring for at least a decade. And some of the details about this, remember, for example, his wife, who's been wanting him back, but who previously accused him of domestic abuse. Well, according to one of the other conspirators, the grand jury had testimony saying that Garcia had to be cautioned after he was found to be abusing female illegal aliens they were transporting. Why did they caution him? Well, not because of humanitarian reasons, but because it would be bad for business.
Man, Hans von Spakovsky with us right now. I think that the we understand that we have had a massive importation of immigrants into this country. They were coming into the country, but Joe Biden kicked the door wide open and literally said, I believe it was in a presidential primary debate, like, come here, we'll take you. And they did. They came en masse. We have millions and millions of people here. They are not all Kilmer Brego Garcias, but there are a lot of them that are. So this is kind of a peek into how the human trafficking system works to me.
Right.
It's like I think sometimes we miss the opportunity to speak about the details of how the human trafficking works across the border. What's the purpose of the human trafficking that exists among this illegal migrant group? A portion of the illegals that are in this country. They're not all doing this, of course. But what is the purpose? Like, what was Kilmer Brego Garcia facilitating by moving people who were here illegally across the country?
First of all, he was making money. These aliens pay a lot of money to the cartels. It's the cartels. It's the gangs like MS-13 that organize these smuggling operations. They don't do it for free. They require huge amounts of cash. In fact, the grand jury indictment says that Garcia demanded cash. That's why all of the estimates are that during the Biden administration, the Mexican drug cartels who are behind all this made more money than they've ever made before. And that's because of the Biden administration. Also, like I said, he was smuggling in illegal guns and narcotics, again, making huge amounts of money from selling those illegal guns to other criminals and narcotics. And he was smuggling children. The Maryland father, as Senator Chris Van Hollen referred to him, he wasn't just smuggling adult male aliens, but female aliens. We don't know how many of them ended up sold into prostitution rings, but he was also smuggling children in it. In fact, the indictment says he was endangering them. Why? Because they would put the kids, the young children, on the floors under the seats of these vans and other vehicles they were using, which meant that if they had an accident, the kids would have been severely hurt or killed.
Hans, is it safe to say that aside from the fact that Abrego Garcia's legal status in this country was in jeopardy, that he was not a citizen here or a legal resident here, that is the only thing protecting him from the unified disgust and agreement on the deplorable nature of who he is as a person, his criminality, the disgusting nature of the types of things that he participated in, that if he were a citizen, that the Americans in this country, red, blue, left, right, Republican, Democrat, would come together and point at him and say, shame, put him away forever. Like, is his illegal status the only thing protecting him?
Well, it seems to be. I mean, look, this federal indictment lays it out in plain English what he was up to. But there was plenty of indications and evidence before about what he was doing. And yet you had, like I said, Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democratic senator from Maryland, go all the way to El Salvador because he was so concerned about him. Oh, and by the way, I mean, one of these is just kind of ironic about all of this is, you know, Van Hollen made this big deal about the fact that Garcia's family, not just his wife, but his mother and brother, other members of his family, were very concerned about his health and safety in El Salvador. Well, you know what the indictment says? The indictment says, and this is a quote, that Garcia, quote, sometimes brought close relatives with him when he picked up illegal aliens in Texas and transported them to other parts of the U.S. It doesn't say who those close relatives were, but I wonder whether the same members of his family expressing concern about him being in El Salvador, were they involved in this smuggling of illegal aliens? Were they on these trips?
Well, to wrap it up, Hans, a phrase that I continue to hear now from the left, that I'm seeing from some detractors here in our conversation online that are watching the show as well. The comment is due process, prove these charges. Are the things that you're talking about, Abrego Garcia, have those things already been proven in a court?
No, I mean, this is federal grand jury testimony. And yeah, he will have an opportunity to prove himself innocent in any criminal case. But if you read the federal indictment, there were six co-conspirators in this conspiracy with him, and they clearly have gotten testimony from other members of MS-13 who were involved in this, and they clearly have a lot of criminal evidence about what he was doing. So, yeah, he's innocent until proven guilty, but anybody who still thinks that he's some innocent father, I suggest you read the federal grand jury indictment.
Well, Hans, we appreciate you. Thank you for getting us the details on this. And I'm going to encourage people, direct them to the Daily Signal, where you write an article entitled Maryland Father Indicted for Smuggling Drugs, Weapons, Illegals, and Kids. It's the details that matter. And we appreciate you bringing them to us today, Hans. Good to talk to you again.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. I Emotional reaction, in full disclosure. I'm annoyed by the leftists who are like, due process, prove the charges, when they were running roughshod over Donald Trump because they knew that they could publicly participate in character assassination because they could hurt him politically when, like, the Russia, like, the amount of time, money, an effort invested from the left in this country to deceive the American people on completely bogus allegations and charges towards the man who is now the president of the United States. Sit down. You take your due process in a room and privately do whatever you want with it. But I just can't.
Yes. And it's also, even on this issue, the last administration ignored the law for 4 years. And now the people who supported those people are saying, well, you have to follow the law.
Yeah.
Give us a freaking break.
The no one is above the law people are the same. This is a peaceful protest. These people just have feelings. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Makes me crazy. Wiggins America?
How to tell people to screw off without saying those words.
In an email.
Mostly in an email. This is like a professional environment.
You said how to tell a... Not people.
How to tell a coworker.
Feeling attacked.
But you could tell anybody at work these things, or maybe somebody's saying it to you, and I want to make sure you're picking up on the hint.
Ethan, I'm going to need a pallet of those projectiles right here to my right. For the next segment, please.
Ethan is not in an NGO.
Oh.
He told me.
That's what he's supposed to say.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a quick break when we come back. Wiggins America on the Annie Fry Show. And in the 1 o'clock hour, we have Tyrus at 105 and our friend Andy McCarthy as well. Don't go away.
Yeah. Am I the only one?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Well, I'm going to interrupt real quick here. Ethan, you said you got a text from Mr. Reardon?
I did, yes. He's on his way in right now, and he told me that 44 westbound is shut down near Arsenal, at least a one-mile stretch of it, completely shut down on 44. Due to a fatal accident. He said there was 12 or 13 cop cars right around there at the site of the accident. So obviously, prayers to whoever's
prayers
been
to
affected,
family.
But
yeah.
Also keep an eye, maybe avoid that area if you're on the roads.
Hate to hear that. I remember being stuck in really bad traffic and like really making it about me one time. I don't think I was married at the time. And then I discovered the cause of that. And I was like, I'm never going to worry about being late again.
Well, it does affect you though. So it's not something that, you know, there's a lot of people that get affected by. Did you say
sure.
It was eastbound?
Westbound.
Westbound
yeah.
At Arsenal, 44. Mm-hmm.
All right. Wiggins America?
Wiggins America. These are ways to tell people to screw off without actually saying that. So it's a little more polite. Most of these you'd find in emails, although some of them you might find in a meeting. Here's the first one.
Only the good meetings.
and these really are ways that if you hear them, I think you probably are like feeling a little attacked when this is in an email to you. As per my last email.
No, I don't want to see that. And I've probably written it.
Have you ever written it?
Let me just say, if I've written it, I've done everything else that I can think of to like flashing lights, song and dance to get the point across.
Mm-hmm.
As per my last email is, listen, lady, or listen, mister.
A lot of this is from a viral video, so I'm going to play the sound as to what as per my last email means.
Let's just imagine it.
One, as per my last email. Translation, you didn't read it, did you? And now I'm pissed because you're making me repeat myself.
Right?
Yeah. That's it.
Accurate. Okay. This one's similar. To reiterate.
Well, going back to...
To reiterate means... I'm not telling you again. Sort it out.
Going back to the last one, and maybe to reiterate, I don't... it's kind of the same thing. It's a different way of saying the same thing. But he just said that as per my last email means you didn't read it and now I'm ticked off. I'm not saying as per my last email unless the other person has invited attitude into the conversation.
Mm. So it definitely is an escalation, though. When you say, as per my last email...
Well, it would be an escalation, but I'm saying I will meet your escalation.
Right. You're not the first one to bring it up a notch.
No, not at work, for sure.
She's not throwing the first punch.
Nuh-uh. No, but I won't back down from it.
She's throwing haymakers following.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. And
don't start it. You can end it.
You can finish it with
in the
as
form
per
of
my last
addressing
email.
Someone.
Hey, can I just get a request to turn this show off on the in-house PA system right now?
Yeah, if you're in the bathroom...
You're my favorite coworker.
Maybe we apologize, but maybe also this is for you. I don't know.
Hopefully
it's not Julie Tristan.
She knows.
Why are we picking on this
Everybody
woman?
Everybody loves Julie
She's
Tristan.
She's
wonderful.
She's the nicest person
She's
in the building.
The most lovable person here. Just like the most radiant smile. And she has the entire backing of the St. Louis Fire Department, so I'm not screwing with that.
All right, the third one is, I'll ask you what you think this means. On the email, I've CC'd so-and-so.
Yeah.
So you've added somebody else to the email.
Supervision. Go on.
Is that, you think? You're just like, I want to bring in somebody?
It's accountability and supervision. Whatever you're about to do next is not just between us.
Here's what the expert says.
Oh, man.
Three. I've CC'd someone. That's, I'm not playing anymore. I'm collecting witnesses.
Yeah!
I just CC'd Ethan on a couple emails this morning.
Well, that's because you went the haymaker
in
the chat.
Oh, were these to Annie?
No.
CC'd
no,
with Ethan?
No, no, no. These were to my bookers, the people that I book people through, so that Ethan can book people while I'm gone.
It's
more of a
that's not a coworker.
Yeah.
That's not a coworker.
That's true.
This is people who you're dealing with on a regular basis, and you have a singular common goal that you're discussing. That's not... Like, if you're talking to a client and you're like, okay, I've CC'd our administrative assistant who's going to process your order.
Yeah,
thank you for the bazillion dollars in business.
I feel like it's kind of like a covering your back, right? Covering your X's and O's. Like, okay, like, this person knows now, like, it's not on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for your input.
Is that it? I could see saying that and... But it depends. Did I ask for it? Or is it unsolicited?
I don't know.
It's hard to figure out how it's being taken over an email because there isn't the body language.
Well, everybody
in
just
an
takes
email.
It in the worst possible way.
That's true.
I just said to my husband last night, no, it's not bad.
Thanks for your input.
I said I was doing voice to text, but I hurt my hip last night. And I was hitting baseballs. And
right.
Tips don't lie.
Yes, they didn't lie, and I feel old. It's the God's honest truth. But I was voice to texting. I was stretching, and I was voice to texting something to my son, but I was saying it like this. And I go, wouldn't it be fun if AI could take your voice to text and just insert emojis that expressed your tone?
Like wincing emojis?
Just whatever your tone was. If you were like happy-go-lucky, there were like AI-approved happy-go-lucky. If you were being sarcastic, you could just voice to text.
Ooh, I kind of like this
I know.
Idea. Yes.
And then the emoji would just convey tone, which is what everybody uses emojis to cover up expressed or inferred tone.
I thought you were saying that that's the message that you were sending via voice message to your son.
No.
Wouldn't it be fun if AI?
No. I was saying...
He's like, why is she texting me about AI?
I timed it and tell you to go to bed. I'm in the middle of a Fortnite game, Mom.
Thanks for your input! Exclamation point is different than just thanks for your input, correct?
Yeah.
All right, here's what
Jerk.
The expert says.
That would be bad, yeah.
4. Thanks for your input. Corporate for literally no one asked, mate. Now get back in your box.
Which is why I said, did I request some sort of feedback?
It's a good question.
I feel like you'd say appreciate the input rather than thanks for if you actually meant it.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
Appreciate's a little more.
You know, the more formal it is, the more of an a-hole.
Yeah,
you kind of sound
a good
like
point.
Right. How about this one? It's kind of harkening back to the first couple too. As a reminder.
That's kind of, yeah, that's like the first
thing. Same thing. It seems a little less harsh than
as
per
aggressive.
My last email, but here's the expert.
5. As a reminder, really means you forgot. Again, and I'm done babysitting you.
You know, but if okay, so say maybe Ryan is off on Friday. We could, I mean, we don't get emails, but we would get like, we DM in a group here.
Mm-hmm.
Brad might say, hey, as a reminder, Ryan is off on Friday. Do you want me to book this instead? Because normally we wouldn't do that on Friday. So that's different.
Yeah, that's not being a jerk.
Mm-mm.
Or as a reminder, we're doing Ask Me Anything today.
Yeah.
Whatever,
yeah. It just goes to show that everything is up for interpretation.
Context.
Yes.
Number 6, respectfully. And then fill in the blank after that with anything.
I feel like saying respectfully is your excuse to say whatever disrespectful thing you want after.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I'm going to be disrespectful.
I don't think it's always that way. I think that with my boss, Steve, that if he sent something to me in an email, that I could say respectfully and disagree with him, and he would know that I was giving my opinion, but that I still respect the fact that he's the boss.
But respectfully does always precede a disagreement, right? I mean, that's almost the point of the word.
Respectfully,
you look
I agree.
Great today.
Respectfully, that
well,
was great.
Could,
good job
could,
today.
You could say respectfully, I agree, but that implies that you disagree with somebody else who has been CC'd as a witness in the email.
Well, now we're getting multiple ones.
6. Respectfully. Yeah, no respect here. Just sit the down.
Possibly. All right, let's take a quick break. Tyrus and Andy McCarthy in the 1 o'clock hour, plus you on the YouTube live chat. That military parade, let us know what you think.
I want it now. I want you, 'cause I'm Mr. Fade. I know. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.